In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Coming this fall, the first offshore wind farm in the United States. It'll be up and running in early November off the coast of Rhode Island. Now, giant spinning wind-powered turbines can be a controversial proposal on or off land, but this one found a way forward. John Kalish reports.
Last September, a pile driver pounded a 16-ton steel base into the ocean floor. A Rhode Island company, Deepwater Wind, is behind this nearly $300 million project. The five turbines were recently finished after more than a year of construction.
The first offshore wind farm in the United States will be ready to start spinning its blades. And that's a momentous occasion, believe me.
That's Jeffrey Grabowski, Deepwater's CEO. Those wind turbine blades are huge, really huge.
For the five turbines, each blade is 241 feet long and weighs about 29 tons. These are the largest wind turbine blades in North America. You get the idea that this is a really big, complicated construction project.
Those big blades enable the turbines to produce twice the amount of electricity as earlier models, and these turbines are 15 miles from the Rhode Island mainland, which means they haven't aroused the kind of controversy onshore projects have in the past. Clint Plummer is Deepwater's VP for Development.
Our approach has been to focus on identifying areas and technologies that will allow us to avoid the controversy entirely by locating the wind turbines over the horizon so that the people who don't like the way they look don't have to look at them.
For residents of Block Island, the turbines are much nearer, just 3 miles offshore, but they do get something in return, the elimination of noisy, polluting generators which burn 1 million gallons of diesel a year. The wind power will cost about the same as the diesel-generated electricity. Still, that's nearly triple the rate mainland customers pay, and that price will rise every year for 20 years. About 22 miles to the southwest are the Hamptons on the east end of Long Island. Deepwater wants to build its next wind farm with scores of turbines 30 miles offshore from these upscale beach communities. That's meant there's been little opposition from the well-heeled locals. Larry Cantwell is East Hampton Town Supervisor.
Truthfully, if a wind farm of this size was being proposed off the shore of East Hampton or Montauk, and it was visible and it was 10 miles away, I might feel differently about it.
But there is another constituency which isn't so keen on these offshore wind farms, commercial fishermen. In this part of the Atlantic, they catch squid and cod, and there's a scallops fishery which alone generates $500 million a year. They're worried that their livelihood will suffer. And in fact, in Rhode Island, commercial fishing was disrupted during construction, and one operation had to be relocated. But Carl Grossman, a reporter who covered the decades-long battle over nuclear power on Long Island, says other than fishermen, residents there seem to be embracing this new form of renewable power.
This is energy we can live with. I think we're seeing an energy revolution in the making. I'm a sailor, and the winds off Long Island are virtually always blowing.
The wind apparently is also blowing up and down the East Coast. The feds have granted leases for 11 offshore wind farms from Massachusetts to Virginia. A 12th was recently proposed off the coast of North Carolina. In New York, I'm John Kalish for Marketplace.
Rhode Island Public Radio helped us with that report.